the mitzvah of Sudah Mafsekes for Yom Kippur. Mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So but I want to begin though with a Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah says in Chulin that there are four times during the year that you have to tell a kohen, if you're selling cattle, you have to tell them that this may be, this is a mother, because, and that I sold this cattle, because so the other person shouldn't get involved in the problem of Oisav Espino. And the four times are, it's Machlokes Tanakam Reb Yossi Aglili. Tanakama says it's the three regolim, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because before those times, presumably a lot of people are eating meat, and so you have to warn them lest somebody buy it, another animal, and shecht it, and he won't realize that it's that he's being over an Osir Espino. And Rav Yossi Aglili disagrees about Yom Kippur. He says, Rav Yossi, on the contrary, disagrees. He says that also Erev Yom Kippur, Tanakhama says the four times are the three Regolim and Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Yossi Aglili adds, Regolim also Yom Kippur. Rashi says, because Rav Yossi Aglili says on Yom Kippur they didn't eat meat, they ate the dogim or oifis, but they didn't eat meat. So I want to come back to what's that machlokes about. So, but first, in terms of things that are well known, you know there's a shaila in Ksav Sofer, what's the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? Is the mitzvah because of hachana for the tzom, or it's a separate mitzvah zachila? And Ksav Sofer says, nafgamin on this would be, what if a person's a chodesh yesh bo sakana and he's not fasting on Yom Kippur? Because if the reason for Zachon HaTzom, he's not fasting. If the reason is because it's a Sep Mitzvah Sechila, then he would be obligated even though he's not fasting. The other Shaila that comes up is the famous Kivega. Kivega has in his Chuvas about a girl who couldn't, that eating was a hezek for her. So the doctors told her not to eat Erev Yom Kippur more than was required. And Reb Kivega said she shouldn't eat, but then Reb Kivega says, not just in her case, in general, is there a mitzvah on noshim for women who are fasting, is there a mitzvah on them to eat a suda Erev Yom Kippur? Because maybe not, because it's a mitzvah sashay says man grama. So Kivega is mesupik about that. And l'choy, that shaila also should depend on this. If the reason for the tainus is for hachonas, if the reason for the achila is for hachonas for the tainus, then women should be chayiv. But if it's a set mitzvah achila, so maybe it's a mitzvah sase shes man groma, and women would be potter. Now in this shaila, this is actually a deal in Rishonim about this, because the Rush and the Meiri say, the Russian humor says that the reason that we for this mitzvah is a hachana for the tainus. The Chinuch says it also in the mitzvah Shin Yud Gimon. However, if you look in the Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason to eat Erev Yom Kippur is because of Simcha. The Lashon, let me just see if I can find the Lashon here. So he says, Alkein Amru Roseinu Zichron Levacha. It's not clear from the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah. It sounds like it could be that it's only Drabonin. Others think it's, even though it's, then you have to assume that the because the Mo learns from a Drosha, Tanus nafsir sechem bechila chaydish vechibichim misane valo vasimim misane elamalcha kolam misane erev yom kippur kiilu like ilu kolah oichel erev yom kippur kiilu sana chiv vasimim. So, but the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, this is in the Shari Tshuva. Valken avo senu zechon levocha kolah chaveya sudeb erev yom kippur. Ki ilo nitztavelis anus chiva shiri v'is ane behem v'nischayv l'kvoh suda al simcha samitza be'erev yom kippurim. So he says that it's because of the simcha. So this is what I was thinking. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, taking Rabbeinu Yonah's language specifically, it, as you know, there is a mitzvah simcha. I mean, we know there's a mitzvah simcha on the three regalim, right? It says, is the mitzvah simcha Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What would you say? If you say it's a machlok, you're always right. But we know there is a dimension of simcha in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's machlok's tanoim, where the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is mevatel avelus, and we pass in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevatel avelus, Yom Kippur as well. So you see, there is a certain dimension of simcha there, because Tosis says the thing that's mevatel avelus is what? Is the mitzvah simcha. That's why Shabbos is not mevatel avelus. So you see, there is a mitzvah simcha. I heard from the Rav many times, he said that the mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is because whenever the Torah says simcha, it says usmachtim lifnei Hashem elkecha, right? Lifnei Hashem. Because the real simcha is to be in God's embrace, to be lifnei Hashem. That's the theme also of David Hashem Orev V'Yishi. That's what David HaMelech is saying. So that precipitates, generates a sense of simcha, and therefore it's a yom simcha. It's not the demonstrative simcha of yontif that bechila v'shtiyah necessarily of bosa v'yayin. Certainly that's not possible on yom kippur. But there is a dimension of simcha. Rabbi Shnei Kotel once showed me that the Rambam says the Rambam, based on the Gemara in Erechin, that the reason we don't say halal on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is because he says she'enu yimei simcha yisera. The Gemara says sifrei chaim meisim psuchim from how can you say halal? But that the lashon, you know, there is simcha, but not simcha yisera, right? So he's thinking that. How do you fulfill that simcha of basa v'yayin on Yom Kippur? So you can't. So what do you do? It's the Torah says that it should be the suda hamafsekes is that simcha. Now the question coming back to. Are women obligated in that? So whether women are obligated in Simchas Yontif in general is a machloikis, Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says they are. The Ravid says it's only mitzvah, abal and l'samcha. But if you say that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Simcha, so then...
Rambam says it's also
on the body. Right, yeah, but in Machlos Rambam and Ravid, whether they're chayiv per se, right? The Ravid holds it's not a chiv on them at all. It's only a chiv on the baal, right? So the mitzvah on the far, the mom has, you know, general mitzvah simcha to worry about mlolim and other people and so on. If not, it's simcha's kreso. But the mom holds that women are chayiv in mitzvah simcha, midiraisa. So therefore, if they're chayiv in mitzvah simcha, then they should be chayiv in what? In this suda, right? And as before, we said that if it's a separate chiyuv suda, they'd be potter because it's man grama, but maybe they'd be chayiv because it's part of mitzvah simcha, and simcha they are chayiv. So it's a slightly different than we would normally say. So now coming back to this machlok's tanoim in the Mishnah, what's the shaila whether it's, you know, whether before Yom Kippur you have to tell them that I sold also, you know, because of the concern of also was no. You know, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of simcha is with boss of a yayin. So the Lecha Mishnah there asks, and the quotes of Beis Yosef is asking, we know that there's a mitzvah, part of mitzvah simcha is yayin, right? That the Mav Sochim, yayin yisamach levav enosh. Where did the Ram get that boss as part of the mitzvah simcha? So this Mishnah would be a mocha for it. And it says, because before the regalim, and also Rosh Hashanah, and according to Yosef Glili, also what? Also Yom Kippur. So why Bosa? Because you see that, because that's part of the mitzvah simcha. And so that's a mocha for the Rambam, for where he got Bosa. I saw afterwards that the Bach says this. He quotes this as a mock of the Ram as well. So, according to this, now coming back, are women obligated in this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur? So you said if it's a separate mitzvah, Suda, maybe not, Zman Glamma, but if you say it's part of the mitzvah Simcha, maybe they are. Maybe they should be, even if it's Zman Glamma, because Simcha, they are Chayimim. The other shayla that's related to this, in the Suda Mafsekis, do you have to eat Pas? So some say not, but there's Magen Avraham about it and so on. But if you say, so this gets back to, because the way the Rabbi Yonah said, it's a mitzvah of Suda, so then maybe it requires Pas. So that's a din, and some hold that the mitzvah Simcha on Yontif also requires Pas. It's not, you can't just be Yotu with Basu, the halach of two Basu Yain that you require Pas, others hold otherwise. There's another possibility about the mitzvah, if you're going to say that through this Suda you fulfill the mitzvah that you lost on Yom Kippur, so to speak. It could be that it's not the mitzvah of Simcha, maybe it's the mitzvah of Oynik Yontif, Kibbutz Oynik. So if it's Simcha, so we said that women are Chayiv. If it's an Oynik, that's a Shabbat. Kivega seems to assume that women are not Chayiv in Oynik Yontif, Oynik Shabbos. Yes, maybe. Kivega says if a woman forgot to say Yal, it's the first tshuva in the Kivega, Simen Aleph. What if a woman forgot to say Yalav Yavo in the benching on Yontif? So Kivega says he doesn't think she has to bench again, because the mitzvah Simcha, Kivega says, you don't need pas. That's what Kivega holds. So therefore, they're not mechuyev to eat pas. So they don't have to bench. And al kibud and kibud ve'oinig, Kivega seems to say that they're not chayiv in oinig on Yontif, only on Shabbos. So that would be another nafkamina. I was thinking another nafkamina in terms of the shaila might be what poskim talk about. What about when does the mitzvah, this mitzvah suda, when is it? Is it only by yom or is it also by laila? Machlokes poskim about it. If you say it's hachana for the tzom, so maybe that's only before the tzom. That's not the whole day before. But if it's a separate mitzvah suda, so maybe then it would relate even the night as well. I think they say that the goyin used to suck a candy or something the whole day. So you see, I don't think that's hachana for the tzom. You see, it's a separate mitzvah sechila, right? Did you? What? Oh, you saw salanta? What?
Rav didn't like it.
He didn't like the candy, or he didn't like the svara? Yeah. So, to me, it's also a big kiddush. I may be mistaken. It's not. You say so. I thought they said it in the name of the goyim. What? The Moshe used to do it.
And
Briska Rav. Okay. Ad kan. So, gemach sima tov, good yontif.
Like the Suda Mafsek is before, and let's say, if you want to say it's connected to the Simcha,
so they would have
meat and wine. Right. The bread would be a din in the Oinig part.